Since a Supreme Court justice and the entire woke mob can't define what a woman is, three Texas lawmakers have decided they'd give it a try. In Law. It's Thursday, March 16th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
After years of mismanagement and poor student results, the Houston Independent School District is being taken over by the Texas Education Agency. We'll find out what that means coming up, but first. U.S. President Joe Biden issued an executive order Tuesday calling for additional gun control measures and stronger implementation of last year's Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. That legislation included enhanced gun background checks for individuals under 21 and funding for so-called red flag laws. Biden's executive order is based on that federal gun control measure for which U.S. Senator John Cornyn was the lead negotiator. Back home in Texas, Cornyn came under fire from grassroots activists for him joining Democrat lawmakers in their infringement on Second Amendment rights. Delegates at the Texas GOP convention in June booed Cornyn when he took the stage and didn't let up until he left. Biden's actions helped explain why those activists were so upset by what they saw as Cornyn's betrayal. Last summer, some left-wing district and county attorneys in Texas announced that they would refuse to prosecute certain crimes with which they disagreed. In response, Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan has announced this week that he is going to prioritize legislation that would remove those prosecutors from office who pick and choose which crimes to punish. Legislation proposed by Republican State Representative David Cook of Mansfield would require the enforcement of criminal laws by prohibiting prosecutors from adopting policies that selectively choose which laws their offices are going to enforce. For example, five Texas DAs, those in Travis County, Dallas County, Bexar County, Nueces County, and Fort Bend County, all announced their refusal to prosecute illegal abortions. The chairman of the Texas GOP, Matt Rinaldi, took to Twitter this week to describe Cook's legislation as one of the most important bills of the session. Well, it's finally happened. The Texas Education Agency announced yesterday that it's taking over the state's largest school district, Houston ISD. The takeover was first ordered by Education Commissioner Mike Morath back in 2019 after a high school in Houston's 5th Ward received a failing grade on the state's evaluation of schools for the 7th consecutive year. And an investigation uncovered evidence of malfeasance among the Board of Trustees and district staff. That malfeasance resulted in a federal investigation and the indictments and convictions of Houston ISD board members, district staff, and vendors. A lawsuit was brought against the TEA by Houston teachers and board members to stop Morath's takeover back in 2019. A Democrat district judge in Austin granted them an injunction stopping the takeover. Earlier this year, though, the Supreme Court of Texas lifted that injunction, paving the way for the TEA to step in. Commissioner Morath says that in these intervening years, the high school at the center of the original dispute has improved, though not by much, while others have only gotten worse. At the same time, he does say Houston ISD has some well-performing schools, but that systemic problems in the massive school district require this temporary takeover. Based on other times the state agency's taken over school districts, Morath says the situation usually lasts between 2 and 6 years. There are more than 194,000 students in the Houston school district's 276 schools. HISD is the 7th largest school district in the nation by enrollment. When the Texas Minute comes back, we'll find out what a woman is. If you have an Apple TV or a Roku device, you can download the free Texas Scorecard app. There you can find gavel-to-gavel coverage of the Texas legislature, as well as all the great Texas Scorecard video content. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on your Roku or Apple TV devices. As the radical left attempts to undermine basic terms such as woman, man, male, and female, three Texas lawmakers are striking back. They filed legislation to define those terms in state law. Leading the charge in the Texas House are Ellen Troxclair and Brian Harrison, and in the Senate, Bob Hall. All three are Republicans. It's perhaps a sign of just how scientifically and biologically unhinged our cultures become that these legislative efforts have to lay out basic biological facts that in past years would have just been obvious to everyone. In each bill, a female is defined as an individual whose biological reproductive system is developed to produce ova, while a male is defined as an individual whose biological reproductive system is developed to fertilize the ova of a female. As I mentioned, one of the authors is Republican Ellen Troxclair of Spicewood, who said the legislation recognizes what's no longer a politically correct sentiment, that men and women are not the same. Look, if you told me in the 1990s that in the 2020s, educated people couldn't define woman or man, I'd have laughed at you. But it doesn't seem quite so funny anymore, does it? Well, you can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Sidney Henry, Daryl Frost, and Sully Rice. The Texas Minute was produced today by Walker York in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.